A, I think the overall amount of integration needs to increase exponentially from where it is today. And I think the way it's done needs to be much more sophisticated and robust, and it needs to begin at the beginning rather than being bolted on awkwardly at the end. But to me, the reason, the core reason that there isn't more integration right now is because I think the core investment belief of certainly the majority of asset owners and asset managers is that, rhetoric notwithstanding, most investment professionals that I know don't in their guts really believe that there are performance benefits to be had from this. And certainly all the research we've done over the last 20 years suggests that that's mistaken, that there are performance benefits, that you can use this analysis to identify better managed, more nimble, more agile, more responsive, far-sighted companies. And all things being equal, those should be outperformers financially. That view, which to me is just frankly fairly matter of fact, remains still a almost heretical view in the traditional investment community. And yet to us, I mean, we coined a term SAI, strategically aware investing, which I think is what we're all about, certainly at Inflection Point, which is there are a number of powerful global secular megatrends completely reshaping the competitive environment for companies. And investors have a stark choice. Do you want to adapt your processes and the sources of research and the way you integrate the research to accommodate, acknowledge the fact that the world is changing dramatically? Or do you want to stick with the same processes and methodologies that you've used unchanged for the last 20 years? And we don't think it's about ethics versus non-ethics or social responsibility versus irresponsibility. We think it's a much more fundamental distinction. The world is changing in fundamental ways, whether it's population, water, climate, you name it, income disparity, access to affordable medicines in emerging markets. All of those issues are transforming the basis of competitive advantage for companies, and to me, it's just very common sense that those be explicitly taken on board in your investment process, in your research, and it needs to be, in our view at least, needs to be done systematically, not ad hoc, and it needs to be done at the outset, not at the back end. I think one of the misconceptions in this space has been that there is not a performance dividend to be had from integrating sustainability and financial performance. And that's partly been a definitional confusion. It's partly the difference of time horizons of looking backwards versus looking forwards. But I can say without any fear of contradiction that all the research that we've done and all our current experience in running portfolios suggest very strongly that there are indeed, both at the level of performance and risk reduction, dramatic benefits available from doing this kind of integration. And if anything, I would reverse the onus of proof and ask investors and asset owners, given what we know about the global megatrends and how they're changing the competitive advantage basis for companies, why would you not address these? I mean, much more often than not, addressing them will improve risk-adjusted performance in our experience. It is inconceivable that it could harm it, because we're simply talking about additional information, additional knowledge about the management quality of companies. And so there is both a performance dividend to be had, and if the process is done intelligently, there can also be environmental and social dividends as well. So the upside is substantial, and much of that is not yet fully recognized, I don't think.